Welcome to our podcast, Three Questions With. Today's guest is Andreas Hammer, a communications expert. Welcome, Andreas.
Hello.
My first question is for people looking for their first job after school or university. What communication skills do young people need to develop when they start working?
That's a very good question. Speaking is a key communication skill, but in fact, the first thing we all need to do is to remember that it is okay to say nothing at first. Take time to think when someone asks you a question. And if you're not sure you've understood, check. For example, if I'm not clear what information you're asking for with one of your questions, I'll ask you to repeat it. Sometimes in meetings, nobody knows the answer. The worst thing to do is to act like an eager student and answer immediately. I see a lot of clever people who always had the answer at school or college who still want to be the first to answer at work. If I were them, I would say nothing. Quiet people, on the other hand, need to be encouraged to offer ideas because in meetings we usually arrive at answers and make decisions by sharing lots of different opinions. We can only decide after a lot of discussion.
So, how should young professionals communicate at work?
Compared with school or university, the workplace is more formal. I know some companies have a relaxed dress code, but you still have to use the right language with the right person. If you aren't sure, choose formal. You must also find the right way to communicate. Sometimes you can have a casual conversation by the water cooler, but at other times you need a more formal meeting. Using the phone or sending an email are also very different ways of communication, and it is important to make the right choice. If you're not sure, use the phone. On the phone, you can change your view as you talk. If you send an email, it will be too late to change. Your opinion is fixed.
That's a good point. Finally, what about managers? What communication skills does a good manager need?
We often describe people as good communicators. Managers have to be the best communicators. They are often in the middle between the directors making decisions and the staff having to do what has been decided. A good manager must communicate the sense of the decision in a way the employee understands it personally. Explaining and illustrating for each individual. That's good communication.
Andreas Hammer, thanks very much.